Walking into the room, his eyes had to refocus from the lack of direct sunlight. As they adjusted, he began to make out her silhouette. It included the silk blindfold he had tied around her head earlier. She was still facing the California King, fully dressed, with her back to him. Standing like Lady Liberty, her figure was statuesque and provocative. His fingers twitched from just the sight of her. Mentally, he was rapturing her as he continued to walk up from behind, so close that he pressed out any light between them. A gasp escaped her lips in surprise. Then her body softened and began to melt against his as she welcomed this unexpected appendage. His body was hard and certain. Hers was pliable and present. Rubbing junk to ass, steam rose. This was a dance neither had attended before. Her mind was thick with him. His smell seeped into her nostrils, over her stiffened nipples, and yes, slid through her jeans and between her lips, circling her clitoris. Uncontrollable squirming was necessary. Hungry for him, she wanted him to do what he had promised. Strip her and take advantage of her entire body to the point of orgasmic exhaustion. Disengaging after some time, he stepped back to let his fingers free. They eagerly started fumbling with the top button on the back of her shirt. Electrified by just touching the clothing she was wearing, he freed the second and third buttons. Her skin began to show. His eyes focused harder. Through the impaired light, he was able to make out just a few freckles granted this brunette. The fourth and fifth buttons dropped the shirt forward and exposed her entire back. Her shoulder blades and the muscular definition between them was obvious. His breath held as he stepped back again to view the beauty of her toned back and covered round buttocks below. His eyes gazed hungrily at her figure. Even blindfolded, she could feel his stare and squeezed her bum in reaction to what he might do next. Catching his breath while witnessing her body's subtle reactions, he shed her shirt completely, then peeked around her torso to view her perked full breasts that filled a silk brassiere. He stiffened. His still unsatisfied digits paused, not sure whether to touch her uncovered skin or covered breasts first. Skin won, his fingertips ever so slightly traced up her spine, over her ribs, between her shoulders to her neck. He wanted to touch every single inch of her. She shivered with pleasure as he got close enough to smell her sweet scent. Closing his eyes, now they both were sightlessly in bliss. Starting to sway, she was entranced by his touch. It was gentle and purposeful. She was swooning from behind her blindfold. Carefully, he had her turn and take a seat on the edge of the bed so he could investigate her breasts closely. He spread her jean-covered legs wide apart, knowing he would soon be taking them off as well. Kneeling down between them to get further into her personal space, he reached around her back and skillfully unhooked the brassiere to release her contained bosom. They presented full and round, holding her posture erect for him to enjoy. A moan escaped her lips softly with anticipation of the next place he would put his fingers. Crouching between her spread legs, with her breasts in his face, he was now able to quench both his manual and oral thirsts thoroughly. So, happily holding on her globes with his fingers, he left a creamy, translucent shimmer on them from his own saliva. With her head back and mouth parted, he made her twitch as her juices began seeping through her panties. Her scent was undeniable. Being that close to her wet crotch enhanced his prowess, making him hunt for her private space that much more. He leaned back enough to unbuckle her jeans and help her stand. Still on his knees, He looked up from her now suckled breasts to her face. She was completely vulnerable to his every whim. Mentally, they both knew it was time for her to be revealed. Calm swept over her as though she were in a trance. Without conscious thought, his self-driven hands unzipped her pants and slowly pulled them down over her pinched bottom, revealing the source of the scent he was so enjoying. Anticipating a view of her pussy caused his heart to skip a beat. She easily stepped out of her pants and stood almost naked in front of him. His anxious fingers began acting up again as though they just hadn't gotten enough. It seemed that as a casualty of his unnerving hands, her panties were set awry. Enjoying the partial coverage, he smiled, knowing they didn't have a chance of surviving. But before he pulled them in any direction, his mouth promptly landed right on her bump, causing her to yelp from surprise and then calm down to enjoy the attention. From his knees, his hands grasped her bottom so he could hold her to get a full mouthful. Sloppy sounds and sucking made her legs begin to buckle, but before losing her balance, he guided her back onto the bed. With knees lifted, she set her feet at the edge of the bed as his mouth continued probing around her panties. She began wiggling from the intensity and the enjoyment it was producing. Then his fingers got back into action. They began tickling her entire erogenous zone and playful abandon. Taking a deep breath to smell her, his thoughts got lost in her personal motion as he felt her slippery moisture increase. On her back, with her knees pulled and legs open, he yanked her panties off and spread her labia apart to view her completely. Blindfolded still, she was vulnerable, and it was as erotic a moment as he had witnessed. Unintentionally holding her breath, she felt his deepen close by her hole. Goosebumps covered her entire body as dinner was served.